Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. 800-948-6519. That's 800-948-6519. NMLS number 1136.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
We thank you for tuning into Tomorrow for the weekend of March 16th, 2018. I am Dave Graveline, and fighting through a cold, the show must go on. And hopefully it won't affect you except for when I have to close the mic and cough. Which I'm doing regularly. On the other side of the glass, thankfully for them, because when I cough, it doesn't affect them, is Erasmo and Horatio. But being affected and probably infected here in the studio.
It's the soon-to-be sick Chris Graveline.
No. Hey, I think I got it from H or your son, so it goes around, you know. It's cold, it's sore throat, it's coughing, wheezing. Oh, it's the muscle aches and pains. It's so much fun. You think with technology we'd be able to solve those kinds of problems, but I think people are working on it, just not there yet by any means. What you got for us in this tech news and commentary segment?
Well, a quick PSA that I failed to share with our listeners last week.
That's which, public service announcement for those who don't know.
Which I try to do this time every year, well, twice a year when we change our clocks, to remind everybody about changing the batteries in your smoke detectors.
Yep. That's true. A lot of people say, well, I don't have batteries. They're just all hooked up to a central alarm system or something. Well, great. You know, that's good. You don't have to worry about. But for those who still change their clocks every 6 months, and we here in Florida may or may not be after this time change.
We'll know in a couple of weeks.
Yep, we should know. But it's still very important to remind our audience to don't forget to check those smoke detectors. And the time change was a great time to say, hey, they should last about 6-7 months. Just change them. You know, it's your family. It's your life at stake. You don't have old batteries in there. And it's something we should be doing anyway.
Yeah, even the ones that are hardwired to a house generally have battery backups in them, because if you lose power to the house, then, you know, you want to have a battery in the smoke detector so it still has power anyway.
And that's a good point. If you think about that and say, oh, my gosh, I haven't checked that in years because I don't think I needed it. Well, that 9-volt, most likely, is probably very dead by now. So just put a fresh one in. They're cheap, and it's good for your safety. So good public service announcement.
Yes.
Attaboy.
There you go.
You got some tech news?
Sure. A new study finds that false information on Twitter travels 6 times faster than the truth and reaches far more people.
Oh, God. Great.
And you can't blame bots. It's us. This is according to the authors of the largest study of online misinformation. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology looked at more than 126,000 stories tweeted millions of times between 2006 and the end of 2016. This is before Donald Trump took office, but during the combative presidential campaign. They found that fake news sped through Twitter farther, faster, deeper, and more broadly than the truth in all categories of information. Twitter, of course, funded the study, but had no say in the outcome, according to the researchers. The scientists calculated that the average false story takes about 10 hours to reach 1,500 Twitter users versus about 60 hours for the truth. On average, false information reaches 35% more people than true news. While true news stories almost never got retweeted to 1,000 people, the top 1% of the false ones got to as many as 100,000 people.
Oh, my gosh. And they said that it had nothing to do with the category of the story. Right. So it's not just politics or something like that.
Through all categories of fake news.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Whoa. Got to crack down on more and more fake news. Android users are very loyal to their preferred mobile operating system. That, according to a recent report from Consumer Intelligence Research Partners.
See, I would have never guessed hearing from you.
No, of course not. I'm surrounded by iPhonies to this day, but I'm the Android holdout. Android users have a 91% loyalty rate based on data from 2017 phone upgrades. So are you a fellow Android? I'm talking to our audience because nobody here is. And are you loyal as well? Or are you an iPhoney and loyal to Apple? Do you drink that Kool-Aid? And why? I want to know from our audience, 800-899-INTO, or use the audio option on our app. And tell us, Android, Apple, or are you still on BlackBerry?
No.
How about a Palm?
And to be fair, I use both. I have an iPhone, so I have iOS on my phone, but I use an Android tablet. So I have an Asus Android tablet.
And that just means you're bi-digital. That's no big deal.
Now, if I do say honestly, I do prefer the iOS. I use the Android tablet because, you know, I can't really afford the expensive iPads.
I see. You know? It's because you're cheap.
Exactly.
You're not loyal. You're cheap.
Well, I'm loyal to an extent.
Okay.
If it doesn't cost me too much.
You're loyal to your wallet.
Yeah.
All right.
SpaceX and Tesla CEO Elon Musk had some interesting comments about the future of space travel. This is while speaking at an international film and innovation festival in Texas. While the tech mogul says humans must branch out into space, Musk admits that the planet's first travelers to Mars may not make it back alive.
Yeah, that's a little weird, isn't it? And yet, there are thousands of people want to do it because we'll be pioneers and we'll be in history books of it. You'll be dead.
Yeah.
But so many people say, I don't care. I'll go. It's a one-way trip to Mars.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Speaking at the South by Southwest convention in Austin, the pioneer of privately funded space travel explained that the first mission to Mars will not be an escape hatch for rich people and will require the same mentality as early explorers in the American frontier. The entrepreneur admitted that it will take tremendous funding to colonize Mars, but the people who go will be building a society from scratch. Musk said, for the people who go to Mars, it'll be far more dangerous. It kind of reads like Shackleton's ad for Antarctic explorers. Difficult, dangerous, good chance you'll die. Excitement for those who survive, that kind of thing.
Oh, great. An interesting ad, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Good chance you'll die, but it'll be exciting.
Exactly. Hey, but at least it's truth in advertising.
That's true. It's not fake news or a fake ad. It's truth in advertising. Oh, my gosh. So where do I sign up?
Yeah.
Anything's better than this cold at this point. What if you'd even get a cold on Mars?
I don't know if I want to go to Mars. I've seen Total Recall, so I think I'm going to stay planted right here on Earth.
Well, that'll be enough to scare you.
Court documents made public this week showed that female employees at Microsoft filed 238 harassment and discrimination complaints between 2010 and 2016.
At Microsoft?
At Microsoft.
No.
Plaintiffs suing the tech giant cited those numbers in a lawsuit filed in 2015. They allege Microsoft systematically denied pay raises or promotions to women. Of course, Microsoft denied the claims. The plaintiff's attorneys are hoping the suit can proceed as a class action lawsuit, which it said might cover more than 8,000 women. The court documents stated only one gender discrimination complaint out of 118 was founded by the world's largest software company. The plaintiff's attorney called the large number of complaints shocking and dubbed Microsoft's investigation team lackluster. Microsoft claimed the plaintiffs were unable to specify one case of a salary or promotion problem at the company that it deemed a breach of its policy. Microsoft argued the number of complaints from women to human resources should be kept under wraps because they said it could discourage others from reporting incidents in the future.
Wait a minute. It's going to discourage others
if
you don't know that anyone else is complaining?
That's code of, you know, we don't want anybody to know about it. So
yeah.
You know.
Oh, gosh. That's a little backwards thinking, I think.
Yeah.
Great.
So we'll see.
Yep. You know, there was this big Geneva Motor Show a week or so ago, presumably in Geneva, and Volkswagen showcased an autonomous school bus concept vehicle at that very show. The bus seats up to 4 passengers. Wouldn't that be more like a small van rather than a bus?
Yeah.
They're calling it a school bus. Sounds like a golf cart.
Yeah.
Seats up to 4 passengers. Anyway, it also features a large OLED screen for entertainment during the rides to and from school.
That'd be an expensive.
That, for four kids.
That would be expensive to buy enough buses to get all the kids to school.
Yeah, imagine how many of those they'd have to have on the road.
Yeah, I mean, I could fit more than that in my Explorer.
That's right. So I'm not really sure what Volkswagen expects to do with that, but hey, it was a big thing at the Geneva Auto Show.
There you go. I don't know if I want to put my kid on an autonomous bus, though, yet.
No. No, you don't even want to get in an autonomous vehicle. You wouldn't put Cameron there.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Amazon's Alexa may turn into the Venmo of voice later this year.
The Venmo of voice.
Venmo of voice.
Oh, I like it.
Dayon, a Virginia company that develops biometric software for governments and banks, has created a way for financial institutions to let their customers send money to friends, a landlord, or just about anyone else using Alexa.
Do you want Alexa to be your bank teller?
Yeah.
You do?
No, I don't know. We'll see. But they say that, yes, it will prevent an annoying friend from yelling to your Echo speaker to send him cash. So apparently it'll have some voice recognition in it as well.
You know, I hope so, because your son is always putting things on my shopping list when I'm not around, and he tells Alexa, toy for Cameron. Add to shopping list. Yeah. And I get to the store, and I'm going through my list, and toy for Cameron? What? Yeah.
Yeah, he's done that to me, too.
So he'll start trying to get money transferred.
Yeah, but that was the mistake I made of putting an Echo in his room. So he can, you know, at night put all the stuff on the list.
Great.
But the company, which helped MasterCard develop its Selfie Pay, couldn't yet name any banks planning to use the technology, but it said that it is under contract with several major financial institutions who are interested in pursuing it as a new service. Dayon said these banks have plans to release the new Alexa payment tech in the next 9 to 18 months.
I don't have a lot of confidence in something called Selfie Pay. This doesn't sound right to me. It sounds too insecure, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Those who do nothing but selfies all the time, that's the first thing that came to mind there. I don't know. We'll see. But stay tuned, because we'll tell you about it as it becomes available. Tony in Mount Vernon, Texas, listens on KTBB out of Tyler, Texas.
My house is roughly 1,800 square feet, and I have about 2 acres that I would like to set up cameras in. What is a good camera system available through Wi-Fi and storage?
Well, Tony, you're likely going to be better off looking at a wired system rather than Wi-Fi. The reason we say that is that not only do you need a network to cover a big distance, but you're going to need to power your cameras somehow.
Yeah, and power aside, 2 acres is a lot of ground to cover,
mm-hmm.
and Wi-Fi will probably not be able to get you adequate service. The theoretical range of Wi-Fi outside, where there are no obstructions, is about 300 feet. An acre can obviously take any shape, but acres are most typically parceled at 66 by 660 feet rectangles. Now, if that's the case for your 2 acres, you're going to have a tough time never being more than 300 feet from a camera with no obstructions between your Wi-Fi source and the camera itself. Your best bet is probably to go with coax. It can run for longer distances while providing decent video quality, but obviously that means wiring your way to each camera, and that won't be cheap. Now, in better news, some cameras do take power over coax, and if you need to power the camera anyway, you might as well consider coax to carry the signal as well as the power. Now, to give you an idea, an 8-camera plus DVR system with power over coax capabilities and weatherproofing from A1 security cameras will cost you a little under $1,000. And that's without taking into account the cost of dropping the wire all the way to each camera location.
As you were describing all of that, I'm thinking it's going to be better if he puts up a satellite and just has a really good zoom lens and just kind of keeps an eye on his property, or a military drone. But that's probably not realistic either.
Yeah.
So a comparable 8-camera system with a DVR by Night Owl that uses Wi-Fi instead of hardwired connection to each camera will cost you around the same, but each camera will come with a 9-foot power cable, and they only advertise a range of 300 feet. If you need to run 291 feet of power cables to each camera to be able to power them, and you still may not get a good video signal, you might as well just run the coax instead. And, you know, think of regular cable that comes in your house from your cable company. That's coax. And that's why Chris recommended that. You may end up being better off in the long run that way. Now, of course, Tony, we invite you to stay tuned. We invite others in our audience who have some other suggestions, I'm sure, to call in and let us know what you have done or what you recommend. And we'll pass it on to Tony and everyone else listening. And, of course, you win prizes, too. Listeners helping listeners. Some of our most favorite calls. Anyway, call in. Win stuff. Everybody. 800-899-INTO. That's
800-899-4686.
Thanks. Gave me another chance to clear my throat. IntoTomorrow.com is where we also hope to meet you anytime.